See, mine was about 30-some years old before she got married.
Bertha was?
Yeah.
She played hard to catch, didn't she?
Well, see, her and Dad had dated before that down in Linwood, and then Mom and Grandpa moved up here, and Dad had remarried, and I didn't know that.
Yeah, we didn't know that until we found that out.
Five kids of my own, and he told me out in the yard one day he was building that front porch on that place up there on High Street. There's a home up here that he's built two rooms and a porch on.
Mm, okay.
He did all of that.
Huh.
And it's a little blue house up here on, well, Danny can tell you, right up above the depot. It's a little blue house. He bought that.
Okay.
And he built the rooms on it. But anyway, what did I start to tell you?
I don't know.
He was telling me out in the yard. I was out there piddling around whenever he'd build anything. I was probably out there with him. And he was telling me that something about his wife and his baby down in Linwood. And I looked at him and I said, "What are you talking about?" And he said, "Well, I and Chet went down to Linwood to see if we could find my baby's grave and my other wife's grave." So I ran in and asked my mother, here I had five children of my own, ran in and I said, "Dad's out there talking crazy," because I'd never heard anything about it. And she said, "What's he saying?" And he said he went down to Linwood to look for his wife and baby's grave and couldn't find him and Chet. And she said, "Well, it is true." She said, "Jack had been married before and had a baby and a child that was died during the
childbirth."
No, well, they had the flu. Okay. It was during the flu epidemic.
Okay.
And they lost both of them. And so then, of course, she's always been busy taking care of my grandmother and all the home folks. And so she didn't have time, I guess, to get married. And then he finally looked her up and they got married. But she was in her 30s before any of us kids was even starting to be born.